This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So glad you're with me. New markets. I'm a Fox News contributor. You may have seen me on Fox recently. I was on Fox and Friends. I will be doing more on Fox here. In fact, I will be back in studio doing Outnumbered on June 21st, which happens to be my birthday. That's right. Yeah. Happy birthday for me, to me. Happy birthday to you, Kevin. Anyway, back in New York, hope to have lots of meetings and good productive stuff. I'm trying to get better with my time because I need to. We do so much around here, it's crazy. In fact, we're setting up all of our nonprofit stuff, and my operations manager comes in, COO. She says, hey, here's how we're going to do this. And it's not complicated, but it's kind of complicated. But it is going to allow people to really help, and they're going to find out all the things that we're doing. For example, I'm about to launch a program where we call black radio stations and give them the conservative point of view. We're not just going to leave it as an echo chamber of ignorance. We're going to have people calling and saying, hey, so right now they're talking about this piece of legislation from Donald Trump, but here's the real deal on it. We're going to hang up and listen. And we're going to be training people to call these shows in major markets all over the country and make sure that our side of the argument gets out. And I have a guy who's going to help me sponsor it. He's not funding the whole thing, but he's getting it going. And I'm going to get the right people on this project. Excited. I already told you guys about Bleeding Blue, our movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. To where you can go to check out the trailer, get it done. We will be done. My hope is we have the movie done in post-production by the end of July. Worst case, middle of August. Bang! We're launching. So we're setting everything up from there, talking to police organizations again, talking to people that want to help out, get this thing moving. So we got that working. Anyway, lots going on in the news. The left never rests. The devil is always active. That's what my grandmother would say. You might be out there doing that, but the devil don't never rest. And she didn't talk like that. But she talked similar to that. She would say, now, you know the devil, he don't rest, Kevin. I say, yes, my dear. He out there, he looking for you. Okay, all right. I'm gonna hide. I'm gonna hide behind trees and concrete barriers and doors, and I'll let the devil walk by. She would be like, boy, I'm beating next week. But yeah, so the devil doesn't rest. Neither do the left. The left will not rest until they get you to capitulate, until they beat you down. They are the bullies. Bullies of politics. You show me a bully, I'll show you a likely leftist. I have a 97% chance that bully is a leftist. Yeah, you got Kevin, how do you know that kind of thing? Where, who are you to say, hey, don't make me slap you. I know what I'm talking about. Hey, I have a test. Should Donald Trump do this? He should rehire Comey and see how the left reacts to it. What do you think? What are your thoughts? You can call me, 844-551-8255. Should Donald Trump rehire Comey and then let the left go, because they are having a conniption that he fired him, so if he rehired him, what would that do? He should tweet it out, considering rehiring Comey. Or just rehired Comey. Get their reaction and go, ah, April Fools, except it's May. I would just do that. That would be so quintessential Donald Trump, wouldn't it? God, I'd love to see that. Did you hear about the left getting upset? You guys won't even believe this story. Unless you've heard it, you would not believe it. You would say Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. Ooh, I almost forgot the name of the show. You would say Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, speaking in third person, about your own show. Okay, dude, you know you're lying when you're about to hear this next story. You would accuse me of being a liar. It's okay. I get it. The left will make you lose your religion. But I'm not lying when I tell you that the left got mad at Donald Trump. They accused him of being a dictator because Donald Trump got two scoops of ice cream and everybody else got one. Not kidding. CNN had a headline. Donald Trump gets two scoops of ice cream. Everyone else, one. That was a headline on, I forget her name, not Poppy. Pretty lady. But on her show. They ran that. What? Donald Trump got two scoops of ice cream and everybody... Look at Donald Trump getting twice as much as everybody else. President of the United States has a meal, a dinner for I don't know whom. And it is protocol. He eats two scoops of ice cream. Everybody knows it. Everybody else may not. It's not like they couldn't ask for... Let me put it to you this way. If they bring the ice cream out, Donald Trump's got two scoops, and you got one. And you start eating yours, and you're like, oh, lordy, 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 this is some good ice cream. Who made this ice cream? Where is the chef? And Donald Trump will go, see, you like it. I told you, it's the best ice cream ever. It's great. I love this stuff. That's why I always get two scoops. I get it right away, because I know I'm going to eat a second scoop. Yeah, and I would go, you know what I'm going to do, Donald? I'm going to give me another scoop. Could you bring me another scoop? Whoa! People freaking out. Kevin Jackson asked for another scoop of ice cream? Who does this Negro think he is? A dude that likes ice cream. Seriously, they got mad at Donald Trump for getting two scoops of ice cream like anybody else couldn't get it. So if you were to go, listen, President Trump, I was thinking about getting another scoop of, and Donald Trump would interrupt and go, I know you're not talking about getting another scoop of ice cream. Are you? And people would be looking at you, you know, like in that movie scene, like everybody, and you go, no, I was thinking potatoes, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, he may have more potatoes. Can't have a second scoop of ice cream. That's reserved for me. This is the level of ridiculous that we have now in America, is that's what they report on. Yeah, hey, by the way, there is more speculation with respect to the two scoops of ice cream. The speculation is, now I don't know if this is true. I suggest you check this out for yourself. Speculation is that the reason why James Comey, was fired was because he asked for another scoop of ice cream. I don't have that, verified, but I have it on good authority that James Comey asked for a second scoop of ice cream and Donald Trump said, he, you know how they do in the mafia? Because that's what it is. It's a cabal. I think that's what Keith Olbermann called it, a cabal. What they do in the mafia is the guy doesn't, like, make the thing across the neck like he's gone. He doesn't do that. Donald Trump just looked up at Mike Pence. And Mike Pence just looked at him and quickly looked down. And that was when you knew. I wish there were video of it because you could have seen it for yourself. Donald Trump looking up, Mike Pence going, I got you. Boom. Comey, out of here. Anyway, folks, a lot to talk about. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to. Back in here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I talked the other day about Keith Olbermann, and I want to cover Keith Olbermann in a sense of leftism in general, the level of incompetence. And what was so sad about Olbermann when you, well, I mean, sad in one respect. I don't have any sympathy for the guy, but I'm saying you can understand the pathology of Keith Olbermann, where he just, as I said earlier, he, and on the other broadcast, he wants so bad to be relevant. But that's not just Keith Olbermann. That's liberals in general. I can tell you my frustration when I was coming of age, whether it was my first job or my eighth job, and I changed careers multiple times. And when you do that, you have a tendency to not get as far inside of a company as you'd like, unless they hire you in at a particular level. So, for example, when I left engineering, I went into sales. I was low man on the totem pole. And the only way that I could get recognized, and I became the salesman of the year. I think I got it 2 years or 3 years in a row. And I got national awards for sales, one that everybody told me I would never win from a company called Teledyne Relays. And it was a Teledyne family of products, and I sold four different divisions of their products. And I won the Salesman of the Year. When everybody told me, you're not going to win it because they always pick this other group or whatever. And I was like, well, you know what? The only thing I can do is what I do. And so I remember the feeling that I got when I was recognized for that award. It felt so good. And keep in mind, I was the low man on the totem pole in sales and going from engineering into sales. Well, eventually, I left that sales company when I bought my own sales company, and I no longer had to worry about who's going to, you know, give me the awards or where we went to. It was more of a company thing. Can the company win the award? And, of course, they would always give the awards to me as the president of the company, but I always felt like our company earned it. And so I would recognize the team. It wasn't I won the award or even my company. I would recognize the team as having won it. It wasn't some innocuous, oh, it was innovative technical sales. No, it was these people right here, this team did it. And so, you know, we got our day in the sun. Well, I ended up selling that company, moving on, changing careers a couple of times. I went into what's called Datacom. And again, I was low man on the totem pole. And I would go to these sales meetings. And of course, I had no reason to be honored in any way. I was learning the craft, and it was a completely different sales thing. Because the other stuff had gone away. I sold the company and said I wanted to try something new. So I started over, took a salary hit, went in, took a few years, and really started to distinguish myself. And I'll be honest, it probably took 3 years before I really got stride. But once I hit stride, boom, I was going at it. And I would sit in these meetings yet again at a new company where I was, you know, just getting started. I watched guys get awards, and I'd go, you know, maybe he deserves it, but it wasn't that big of a deal. And finally, I get to the point where I'm doing pretty well in the company, and I watch this. I'd get passed over for these various awards. I'd be like, well, I don't understand what the criteria is when you're second best producing office per capita, you've blown quota out the window, yada, yada. So it was a bit frustrating. You sit out there and you say to yourself, come on, you know, I'm not one that looks to garner awards, but if you give them out and there's a criteria and I earn it, I expect to get the award. So, you know, go to the next company, and my final company in management consulting, I went to it. The group that they assembled, we didn't even last a year before the company said they were going to completely disband the group. And so while we were tracking to make this company probably, honestly, geometrically grow it, if not exponentially, they decided to pull the rug. So they pulled the rug on us, and, you know, I found myself writing books and things like this. And then you get out of that, and you find out, well, there's a whole new series of awards. Everybody's, oh, who's the top-ranking conservative? Who's the top-ranking radio guy and talk radio, conservative talk, liberal talk, whatever. And yet again, I made the top 25 of good looking conservative dudes or something like that. Well, congratulations to me. But I'm just saying, you know, all the other things, I look at all these different things going on, and don't misunderstand me. If people want to give out awards and they've got a criteria and somebody earns it, congratulations. But I'll tell you, I don't believe it's always fair, and that's why I think part of me said, who cares about them? But I'll tell you who cares. People who are pretentious, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You can be liberal or conservative. We have them as well. They are pretentious. They are petty. They want these awards. They will drive over their family members to get them, and I don't get it. And Keith Olbermann is one of these guys that doesn't have any substance, can't back up anything that he claims he wants to do. And I shake my head at guys like him. New employers, and I don't know if you guys saw his rant where he effectively, he's part of GQ now, I guess he's doing some kind of video series, but he effectively called for a coup of the United States government. He essentially said, I want all these foreign governments to step in, give us your data, bring down Donald Trump in any way you can, by hook or by crook, as my grandmother might say, because I don't like him. I don't like his policies. Now, I'll play later a clip by Tucker Carlson where he talks about the media just in a frenzy over Donald Trump doing things that, quite frankly, are very unprofessional. How do you recover from this? So looking at Olbermann as an example, and look, he's only symptomatic of what happens, but every job this guy has held in his career has ended in termination. And we're talking about acrimonious to a level that most people can't even realize. Raging firestorms. He got fired from ESPN. He got fired from NBC. He got fired from Fox Sports. He got fired from MSNBC. He got fired from Current TV. ESPN, again, when they hired him, they refired him, and he got fired from Sunday Night Football. This guy is a menace. And what I'm getting at is, even when he's not involved in politics, he's a menace. He's the type of person who is so full of himself that you don't want to work with him at any level. Even when Keith Olbermann is talking sports, he thinks he's the deal, right? It isn't the athletes. It isn't even the brand of the network. It is all about Keith Olbermann. Where do they find these people? Look, I get there's a certain personality that maybe wants to be on TV, and I'll be blunt. I didn't want to do it for a long time, but after I looked at people like Olbermann and Rachel Maddow and Hal Sharpton and Melissa Harris-Perry, do I need to go on? I said to myself, my 10-year-old could do this. Do I think that I need to have that voice? Absolutely, because you know what? I'm sick of these types of people leading the way. I mean, Olbermann is unlikable beyond belief, difficult to work with, to say the least. Here's a quick story for you. John Gibson of Fox News said when the network MSNBC covered Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, Keith Olbermann was so mad he didn't show up for work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like a real man that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Don't have besides a dad. I thought about it. If Mexicans had a casino, it'd be ghetto because we're ghetto people. You walk into a Vegas casino, what do they have everywhere? Buffets. You walk into a Mexican casino, it'll just be lunch trucks. All the slot machines will be broken. You have to pull the lever down with pliers. What does it read? Bar, bar, bar. Mexican casino. Our slot machines be a little different. It'd be like that sign on the 5 freeway right before you hit TJ for San Diego with the mom, the dad, and the son. If you imagine that, you put your peso in and you pull the pliers down. Mom!
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson show. So, the border wall is going up. Were you aware of this? Are you aware that the border wall is being constructed? See, you're not being told stuff. They're all going, what are you talking about, Kevin Jackson? You don't know nothing about no border wall, Kevin Jackson. No, yes, I do. Don't go all Jerry Seinfeld lawyer on me. Yes. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump promised to build the wall. It became a key phrase of his candidacy, and it's already happening. You don't even know about it, do you? Shows how much in the know you are. You probably do know. What am I talking about? You know, it's funny. When I'm out talking with folks, I was talking to a group of people, and you bring up a story and say, well, you know this is happening, and maybe, say, 10% of the audience will go, yep, I heard about it. And they'll start to repeat the story. Then you'll make another story, and that 10% will drop off, and another 10% will go, I heard about that. You may not get all the news, but you get a good portion. Good for you guys. So here's another tidbit. Yep, finally happening. Thank you, Barack Obama. Yeah, you're thinking, oh, I got to thank Donald Trump for this. Donald Trump did this. No, you got to thank Barack Obama. Now, let me tell you what's happening. The border wall in certain sections, and I'll go into this, is being built 7.5 miles long. It's welded steel, and it's been completed in Naco, Arizona. Now, it's only one piece of a wall that has to extend a long way, but it's already started. Now, the leftists, he'll never build a wall. It ain't going to happen. What's up with the wall? And what was funny is many of these very same leftists wanted this wall built, said publicly, we must protect our southern border. Barack Obama himself said it. What I'd like you to do, if you get a chance this one day and you got some idle time, go back and research this. Find out when they said, but like Barack Obama makes the statement, we got to protect the southern wall, southern border. We got to build a wall, whatever. And then find out what changed. Because let me tell you something. There's no reason to change. It would be like Barack Obama saying, you know what? I no longer need security. I don't need it in my house. I don't need it in my armored car. I don't need it on my person. If you think Barack Obama would give up his Secret Service detail, raise your hand. I'll give you a second. I want to make sure we note all the possible hands. Okay, no hands went up. That's a joke. That's a radio joke. If we were sitting in a room and I had a million people in the room and I said to a million people, does anybody believe Barack Obama will give up his Secret Service security detail? All who believe this will happen, raise your hands. There wouldn't be a single hand that goes up. I could extend it to all of America. There wouldn't be a single hand that goes up. He wants security. Most of these people that Chuck Schumer's got a conceal and carry license. Feinstein has a license to carry. Many of these leftists that claim they hate guns have license to carry guns. You think they give up their guns? You think they don't carry? You think they got the license and they went, I don't care, I don't need it. Any of them, Bloomberg has security around him all the time. I dare Bloomberg to give up his security. Go out there. If you're so popular, people love you, go out there. You know what we do day to day, folks? We give up our security. You walk around all day long with no security. And I'll give myself some kudos because I'm, you know, a little more well known than most of you. I walk around talking much smack, and I don't have one lick of security. I mean, that anybody know. I'm talking about other persons. The only security I have is my 2 feet, my 2 fists, and my bad, mean Tasmanian devil attitude. And that's it. And these guys all got their protection. Do I lock my doors at night? Yes, I do. Do I care if you come in? You come in. My door doesn't stop you. Not at all. I guarantee you, whatever door you have at your house, whatever window, it doesn't stop me. Windows are easily broken. Doors are easy. You can kick a door in. I mean, most doors, not security doors, but you can kick a regular door in with ease. So it's a false sense of security, but you lock them. Many of you have fences and gates. Do you think I can't scale your fence or scale your gate? Of course I can. So let's analyze what I've just talked about. We build a wall. Will that keep people out? The answer is no. But you know what will? Your attitude. If you are unaccepting of visitors jumping your fence, coming into your home, and you greet them with, what in the boop boop are you doing here? You better get out, and you better get out now. And depending upon their attitude, you might say, strong memo to follow. Okay? They will leave. So what it is our attitude. It doesn't matter. First of all, my house, my backyard's fence, my front yard isn't. You could walk right up to my front door, and it's easy to get into my house. There's a reason why you don't. It has nothing to do with the sign that says I have an alarm system. It has nothing to do with a pit bull that may be looking up at the door at you. That could be a deterrent. But I'll tell you what it absolutely has to do with. The mean-spirited Negro who will greet you when you get inside. That is what you better be considering. And that's why when I walk around and everybody talks about, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to beat you up, Kevin, whatever. And I don't have two big old Italians going, I dare you to touch him, you touch him, I'll kick your butt. Now, I don't have any Guidos. I don't have a couple of big old, you know, linebacker looking black dudes or a big old white dude. I got a little old me. And you better not come up on me. So, look, we're building this fence. 7.5 miles of it completed in Naco, Arizona. The construction was funded by the budget approved by Barack Obama. Now, Donald Trump, President Trump, is using the current bill to get his priorities moving, and this is according to White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. I'm going to talk about Spicer here in a little bit, too. But they're currently building this thing in Naco, Arizona, Sunland Park, New Mexico, and they're going to be starting in San Diego, El Paso, and the Rio Grande Valley. I grew up in the Rio Grande Valley. They're going to build that wall along Matamoros. In El Paso, they're going to build it along Juarez. In San Diego, obviously, along Tijuana. And these are very big entry places for illegals. Very big. So, more wall is coming. The project was paid out of last year's fiscal budget. Thumbs up by Obama. So, apparently Barack Obama was fine with securing small areas of the border, but attacks anyone who wants to secure the 18-foot-high new wall that's meant to stop pedestrians from crossing into the United States unimpeded. Now, the wall that he's building is a steel wall. Trump's talking about brick and steel and the whole deal. To get into this wall, you're not just going to cut through with an acetylene torch or whatever. And if you do, I'm presuming there will be sensors and we'll have things flying over. At least I hope so. I mean, y'all don't want to know what I would do. I don't know where it was, but I heard it was a country just recently that electrified their wall. I don't know where. It's in Europe or something. I will find a story because I don't want you to think I'm lying. But it was a quick passover, but I promise you, you may Google it and find it before we will. There's a country that said not only do we have a wall, we're electrifying it. You hit our wall, you're dead. You think any of the human rights people are going to be talking about these guys? You think any of the leftists in America are going to go, look at the inhumanity of an electrified wall? They're not going to say a word. It's going to be all fine because the United States didn't do it. If we talked about electrifying our wall, I want you to ask yourself, what would these knuckleheads be saying? Border walls come under heavy criticism, folks, by liberals. But only in America. They don't care about Mexico's border wall.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump, do you think a businessman like Trump has a chance to be president? Do you think he has any shot at all? Do you think this is real?
I don't know. I've enjoyed the hell out of him. Just all the stuff the guy's been saying. I hope more politicians are just at least just say what they're thinking.
Right.
I love when they were going like, yeah, you said all this sexist stuff about women. You said this about women. You said that about women. You said this. And he goes, no, I said that about Rosie O'Donnell. And then they laughed. And then they're like, no, you said it about other women, too. And he goes, yeah, you're probably right. And then it was just over. That's all you got to do is just admit, yeah, that's what I do. You know, I have every once in a while, I have a couple shots of bourbon. I go off on the broads. And then, you know, I get back down to business.
It is crazy. Like, yeah. So many people spend all their time in the media apologizing and explaining, and people that just say, that's what I did, they seem to get away with it.
Yeah, that's what you do. I think comics should do that. When people get, like, annoyed and they go into your Twitter account from 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, you said this about, you know, whatever, Saved by the Bell in 1988. I want an apology. It's like, all right, well, get in the time machine and talk to me back then.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Sean Spicer. I like Sean Spicer. Great background. I think he's what, Navy guy? And had an auspicious start with the Trump administration. I'm just going to put it out there. You may not agree with me, but that's okay. But I think Sean Spicer's in over his head. This is what did it for me. I don't know how you guys feel, but he had a run-in with April Ryan. You remember that big sister? The White House correspondent? And he was like, you know, hey, well, hold on a minute now. April, settle down. Simmer down now, girl. And, boy, then the media was like, hey, look at how he talked to April. Oh, my gosh, how did he talk to April? If he had talked to a dude like that, nobody would have said a word. But it was like, oh, simmer down now, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you apologizing? He goes later and apologizes. I didn't mean to handle you this way. And the optics of it and all this. And it reeked of political correctness. It reeked of it. It was one of these things where, so she's a woman, because we got to be gender sensitive here. She's black. Oh, my God, she's black. Who knew? So it was so un-Trumpian. And that was the moment where I went, no, you can't last. You can't last like that. Donald Trump does not, If Trump teaches anything, he teaches never back down when it comes to the media. Or pretty much anything else. And for the record, that's what I tell. I had a friend, ran for a governor, and he should have won. And I told him point blank, you never back down. Whatever you say, first of all, you shouldn't say something that you don't have conviction for. So that's the first thing. If you're wishy-washy on a subject, you say, you know what? I haven't had time to really formulate my actual, opinion on it. So I'm just going to hold off on that. But if it's something you agree with, Kevin, do you believe that pedophiles should be allowed to babysit? No, absolutely freaking not. You know, and then they come back, well, Kevin, you seem to be very insensitive to pedophiles, you know. Well, really? Well, apparently you didn't hear exactly what I said. You know, there should be no reason for your mind to not just click into immediate mode of, boom, you're exactly right. There's no way I'm going to protect a pedophile over a kid. Yeah, you know. So you have to be careful what you say, because what you say, you should have conviction for. That's why if somebody says, Kevin, what do you think about this? You go, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I haven't thought it through. But on first blush, here's what I'd say. Now, if they go, oh, you said this, you go, no, what I said was I hadn't thought it through. And, my initial thoughts are this. But I reserve the right to change my mind. But when he read it, I'm just telling you, Trump doesn't cotton to that. Only Reagan, folks, handled the media better than Trump. And he did. Because Reagan was Trump-esque in the sense of dismissing you, but he did it with such humor and such style. Trump doesn't have that style. But next to Reagan, nobody handles the media better. You can look at Clinton, you can look at Obama, they got coddled by the media. Trump's not getting coddled by the media. He has to bludgeon the media. He picks the media up, whoop, slams them. And for more than a year, folks, they baited him. They baited him as a candidate. Now they bait him as president. And nothing has worked, and nothing will work. They've tried every trick in the book, and they still do, to make him look like the worst president in history. But Donald Trump continues to fight back. And the left can't handle it. They truly don't know what to do. Now, given what Trump did to Hillary Clinton, I'm talking about a butt kicking like you wouldn't believe in 2016, and against all odds, you would think that the media would go, you know, we need to at least take pause in dealing with this guy. But they didn't do it. And Trump offered multiple olive branches to the media, and they've declared every time. The only one that I can really recall, and I'm just going from memory here, I'm not trying to be a researcher, is the New York Times did a mea culpa. They said, you know what? We weren't exactly fair. And what the New York Times was saying is, we misled our readers and gave them a false sense of hope. They weren't protecting Donald Trump. They were saying, we gave our readers a false sense of hope in believing that, you know, Donald Trump was going to lose, Hillary Clinton was going to win, and the world was going to be, you know, set on its right axis. But they don't believe that Donald Trump, you know, they're not doing him any favors. And in print media, you got guys like the Washington Post, run by the anti-Trump Jeff Bezos. And everything he does is about destroying Donald Trump. And then from a TV perspective, you've got CNN and MSNBC who are in a virtual Trump-hating tie. So Donald Trump, in doing interviews with any of these people, as far as I'm concerned, is reaching out and saying, look, guys, get it right. He's said on multiple occasions, I don't mind if you report negative stuff. I don't anticipate you'll agree with everything that I say. But when you lie, that's a difference. And I'm going to tell you, that I bet you that's true of you as a conservative. I bet it's true. It's like your kids. Your kids can say things to you, you know, in a particular... Well, I'll use me as an example. My grandfather used my tackle gear, my fishing gear, one time without my permission. And we got into an argument, and I'm a 10 or 12 year old, probably a 12 year old kid, and I took my stuff out of his truck, and I was mad. And he saw that I was mad, and he so wanted to give me a spanking, but he knew he couldn't because I was right. I was arguing back with him as if we were peers. And it wasn't that I was some sassy little kid, because I wasn't trying to be, but I knew right from wrong. And I wasn't going to let my grandfather violate the rules to suit his own purpose. And so my grandfather, who argued back but from a position of knowing he's wrong, didn't try to discipline me because he knew he would have been even more wrong. And what Trump is saying is, look, I don't mind if you report bad news. If my I'm just telling you, if my grandfather said, look, I bought you that gear, so I'm entitled to use it, I would have had no leg to stand on. But I worked all summer to buy that gear. And my grandfather had a habit of losing my lures, which cost me like $3, which is a lot of money for me during that time. And he didn't seem to care. So I didn't want him using my gear because he didn't replace it. Anyway, I understand what Trump was saying. Look, treat me fairly. We can get along. I don't mind if everybody, oh, his skin is so thin, he can't take it. He can take it. So you can see why, with all of this, the press secretary job is very critical. And Trump needs a warrior. But he needs a warrior who can deftly put the media in their place while making Donald Trump look good. That's the key. And this requires knowing Trump and possessing the ability to read between the lines. Most importantly, the press secretary should keep the media guessing. Don't allow them to draw conclusions that could reflect poorly on Trump. The press must always be the whipping boys. And President Trump suggested that Spicer doesn't really quite get it because he did an interview with Judge Jeanine. And here's what he says. She asks, you know, is he going to be the press secretary tomorrow? And he says, well, he's doing a good job, but he gets beat up. He's been there from the beginning. Now, that's not an endorsement. That's a guy that's saying, you know, I'm not sure. He then says this. He gets beat up by these people. And again, you know, they don't show the 90 questions that he asked and answered properly. I'm saying if they're off just a little bit, it's a big story. So what I'm telling you is Trump knows he doesn't make life easy for a press secretary. He's intentionally vague because that's the way he's run his business. But what he doesn't like is when you allow yourself to be beaten down and he feels like you have the ammunition to beat them up.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.